It's where all got started. A fearful Moses was given a big promise twice. That God had heard the cries of the people, a people oppressed and outnumbered in strength, and that God would bring them up out of where they were into a good and spacious land, bring them out of captivity into a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, and all the ites that you can imagine were living in. But to go to that land, they would need to walk. They would need to go through many years in the wilderness. The land wouldn't come to them. They would need to turn faith into action and walk. God would take them by their hand and walk together through the wilderness, through the struggles, through the fears, through the loneliness of the desert, out of captivity, walking together, God by their side, through ups and downs, walking towards the promise already given to them. But now, 40 years later, crossing the wilderness, tired, the land is right there before them. Will they take the next step after all these years in the wilderness? Sisters and brothers, the passage tells us of a story where 12 leaders with insight, walked into a situation where they were outnumbered. They were sent by Moses to spy on this good and spacious land God promised by the burning bush, flowing with milk and honey, that God promised Moses 40 years earlier. They spied the land and brought a huge grape. Two men had to carry it to show how prosperous the land was. That's a big grape. Just a side note. Two men had to carry it. The passage highlights two different perspectives out of this group of spies that returned to report what they saw. That was a good report and that was a bad report. They all saw the same things, the same sights, the same grapes, the same inhabitants, the same land, the same cities. 10 out of the 12 highlighted the threat, the numerous, powerful, strong, tall people, their fortified walls, the danger, the bad news, the fear, the threat on the horizon. Only 2 out of the 12 spies highlight the delicious grape, the promised outcome, the freedom, finally freedom out of the wilderness. Yes, there were obstacles, but yes, God's goodness and faithfulness, as we sung, would walk with them to face giants together. 10 out of the 12 are overcome by fear. They start spreading bad reports, telling the people of Israel they will never make it, telling the people of Israel that they are too weak, like little grasshoppers, overcome by fear. They start lying, saying that the land itself, the land that God called a good and spacious land, was an evil land that devours. 1 out of the 12 spies, Caleb, outnumbered, speaks up. Outnumber, he said, but we are right. Outnumber, but we won't stagnate in the wilderness. We're going to face our giants into the promised land. Outnumber, but we believe God's word is true. With God by our side, we can face our giants. There might be sometimes something in our lives that make us think that we are disqualified, not worthy of the promised land. Although the great grapes are right in front of us, a statistic tells us that we won't get it, that we won't make it. Facts and odds might be against us. But we will settle and stagnate in the wilderness or go into the promised land. Things might make us feel disqualified. Perhaps we didn't finish school. Perhaps we don't have the right degree. Perhaps we don't speak the language right. Perhaps we come from a broken home. Perhaps we tell ourselves we're not good enough. Perhaps our emotions are shattered by the giants in our lives. We all got some reason, some fact, some statistic, some background, a reason to stagnate, to feel outnumbered, a reason not to face our giants. But we are not alone in this fight. God stands by our side, in our doubts, in our fears, just like God called a fearful Moses by the burning bush, as the people of Israel were facing their giants of captivity in Egypt. In a way, we all have felt like the 10 spies, felt outnumbered, lacking the strength, the will to get out of our own wilderness, whichever it might be. But just as God walked with the people of Israel in their wilderness, God would continue to walk with the people to face their giants, not by their own strength, but by faith in God's goodness and grace. Who are the Calebs in your life? That voice that continuously tells us not to be paralyzed in our moments of our wilderness. Who are the Calebs in your life? A Caleb that tells us to stand up when we fall. A Caleb that tells us to love when we are hurt, to face our giants when we feel weak. How many times have I been like the 10 spies in my life and quieted the Calebs around me because I felt too overwhelmed by my own wilderness? And how many times have I seen Caleb speak up to me through the lives of others, through acts of love and kindness? People who gave me courage when I was weak, acts of kindness in unexpected moments in my life, in God's community. How may we, in a way, be Caleb to someone else's life? We might not have much, we might not have all the courage, we might not have a promised burning bush experience. But how can we be that one voice outnumbered, that one voice of courage and love to those around us, those facing giants, those in the wilderness, outnumbered? Jesus used 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed a multitude, outnumbered. Jesus used Moses, God used Moses, who couldn't speak in public, to guide the people through the wilderness, God used an outnumbered woman, Rosa Parks, to sit in the bus and inspire a whole nation to face their giants and fight for equality. With God by our side, we can walk together through the wilderness. We can face our giants into the promised land. We can hear Caleb's voice reminding us that we are not alone. Amen.